Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The number of burn bans in Iowa continues to rise amid persistent dry conditions. As of 8 o'clock this morning, there are now 58 Iowa counties under state fire marshal-ordered burn bans. Chickasaw, Floyd, Howard, and Winnesheet counties have all been under burn bans since October 1st, now just over 2 weeks. A burn ban in Delaware County has been active since September 24th. Other counties under burn bans include Franklin, Fayette, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Clayton, Buchanan, Hancock, Grundy, Hardin, Hamilton, and Wright counties. In issuing a burn ban, the state fire marshal finds that conditions are such that open burning constitutes a danger to life or property. The bans will remain in effect until those dangerous conditions no longer exist. Currently, there is no rain in the forecast through Sunday, with much of the region now in moderate to severe drought. A North Iowa man who allegedly threatened to kill Governor Kim Reynolds and burn down a housing facility has agreed to a plea deal. 51-year-old Terrence Rooney Jr. of Mason City was living at the 43 North Iowa Crisis Stabilization Housing Facility when Mason City police say he called 911 on August 22nd and stated that he was going to get on a bus the next day and kill the governor. A responding MCPD officer said Rooney allegedly repeated the threat, but agreed to a medical evaluation at Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City. While in the ER, Rooney allegedly continued to make threats about killing Reynolds and burning down the 43 North Iowa facility. Rooney was originally charged with the threat of terrorism and threatening to place an incendiary or explosive device, both Class D felonies. According to a plea agreement filed in Cerro Gordo County District Court, Rooney has now pleaded guilty to the terrorism charge. He's scheduled to be sentenced December 9th, with prosecutors recommending a 5-year suspended prison sentence, plus mental health evaluations and follow through with any recommendations, including placement into a residential facility. A Northeast Iowa woman charged in the death of her infant daughter and facing a half dozen drug charges in a separate case has been denied in her request for new legal counsel. 34-year-old Brianna Green of Elgin is accused of child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony, and aggravated child endangerment after her 4-month-old daughter died in Elgin in September 2022. In April, the baby's father, 39-year-old Joshua Christen of Postville, was convicted in the infant's death and sentenced up to 50 years in prison. Criminal complaints allege Green and Christen were both using drugs and acted in ways that caused the death of the infant by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed the baby had methamphetamine in her system at the time of death. Green has pleaded not guilty and is scheduled for trial October 23rd in Fayette County District Court. Last month, she motioned for new legal counsel, claiming her present court-appointed attorney's caseload is too heavy to properly defend her, noting she wants to, quote, have a fighting chance since her life is on the line. Last week, that motion was denied. The same attorney also represents Green on 6 counts of drug possession from her arrest in May. She has also pleaded not guilty to those charges, with her trial in that case scheduled for November 6th. A Northeast Iowa traffic stop led to a drug bust and various drug charges against 3 subjects. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office has a traffic stop on a truck in the 100 block of Bulger Drive in Fayette just before noon on Friday, resulted in the location and seizure of illegal substances and other drug-related items. The driver, 46-year-old Kyle Larson of Fayette, was arrested and charged with OWI, possession of methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Also arrested was a passenger, 42-year-old Nicole Goldsmith, also of Fayette. She's charged with possession of meth and drug paraphernalia, plus aiding and abetting in violation of a no-contact order. FCSO says the traffic stop led to a search warrant at a residence in the 14,000 block of Knight Road just outside of Fayette. The residence was cleared without incident, with illegal substances and firearms located and seized, resulting in the arrest of 45-year-old Jeffrey Becker, also of Fayette. He's charged with violation of a no-contact order and possession of marijuana. The residential search also led to additional charges against Larson for possession of meth, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. The Fayette Police Department and Iowa State Patrol assisted with the investigation. Fayette County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash involving a combine and a truck Tuesday morning. FCSO says officials responded to the 3,000 block of Diamond Road about 3 miles south of Claremont for a report of a crash just before 9 a.m. FCSO determined that 71-year-old Christian Miller of Claremont was operating a John Deere combine with a grain head. The combine was traveling westbound when it collided with a Chevy truck traveling eastbound, driven by 19-year-old Ben Gibson of Elgin. There were some minor injuries reported at the scene, with Gibson's truck considered a total loss and an estimated $50,000 in damages to the combine and grain head. Friday night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. It's Charles City football against Hampton Dumont Cale. Pregame coverage starts at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report presented by Jay Young Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's the Mills Incorporated pregame show at 6:30 and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Friday night on 95.9 KCHA. It's Nashville Plainfield football. The Huskies playing for a district championship at Wapsie Valley. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report presented by Jay Young Farm Bureau Financial Services. Huskies pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.